This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
American family farmer, something we do every week at this time. And I say we, I do it, Doug Steffen, with the people who are close to what I describe as the most important residents, most important workers in America, America's family farmers. And here representing the local family farm situation in my neck of the woods, most of you who have listened to me for a long time know that I'm from Framingham, Massachusetts, grew up here. I spent all my time as a kid on three or four farms in the area, and one of the farms that's companion now to mine, or I'm companion to his, could be either. We're both companions. How's that? Pretty good, right? Tom Hansen runs Hansen's Farm, which is a fifth-generation farm here in Framingham. Fruits, vegetables, all kinds of things. They brought horses there. It is a typical family farm, at least in our area, and I think around the country as well. So, historically speaking, the reason that I have Tom here is because he is sort of a brother in arms. We're both faced with the same problems, having a farm in a suburban residential area that's inundated with traffic, new developments. The traffic is good, I guess, because we want to have people come to our farms and buy the stuff that we either produce or grow.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, it really is, kind of. But so the history of the farm first, so the people who are listening around the country get sort of a picture of how typical you are. What I remember about your father and his father and his father goes back at least 100 or more years, right? Mm-hmm. The early 1900s?
Yeah, we moved here in 1908.
You were a part of it.
Right. My great-grandfather moved here in 1908 and purchased the farm in 1913. So we've been here ever since. So
right.
It's, I don't know, 106 years or so, something like that.
Yeah.
And it's changed over the years, you know, as agriculture has changed and, you know, what's going on. The farm itself is fairly small by national standards. It's about 50 acres. But we use a lot of
cram
lease
a
land.
Lot. Yeah. Yeah. The stuff
we use a lot of lease land around here and state park land and that sort of thing as well. So, and as you know, but your listeners probably don't, what kind of ended up is you and me are the last holdouts. So all the land that's been left
the
around
holdouts.
Here.
I like that.
Kind of,
holdouts.
We've
yeah.
kind of, we've kind of gotten as time has gone on, so.
Well, we're losing more than we're gaining, though, because it's all being used up. Development is encroaching in the area, and the support for development, at least part of the land we use, is state land that we can rent from the state. There's no town land really left, and you know, 50 acres. I have about twice that much on my farm, but it's a pasture. Basically, to support the raising of cows and dairy and so forth and so on. So, from the beginning, what you know, what sort of stories was passed? I remember your grandfather, but I never knew your great grandfather. Your grandfather, was a kid growing up. I was close to Carl and Dan and Sam, the people who were the farmers that we all looked up to.
My grandfather was a great guy, as you well know.
Yeah.
My great-grandfather I didn't know as well. He died in 1949, before my time, about 10 years before I was born.
Yeah.
But he was a Canadian. He moved from Canada and as a logger and moved down here and married a local girl and ended up with the farm, and that's what he did, and as well as my grandfather, and then my dad, and then me. But back in those days, it was what they call a diverse New England farm, where they grew some vegetables, they milked some cows, and they had some orchard.
Some of everything.
A little bit of everything.
I remember the orchards.
Right, yeah, so that was before my time. I
remember the cows in the
barn,
as a matter of fact.
I remember the cows in the barn.
Yeah,
I remember the last of them.
Yeah.
But, so, at one point in time when my father came into the business around the time I was born, my grandfather and him decided that they would do vegetables exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the time we were wholesaling most of the things that we grew into the Boston wholesale market. And they started a farm stand in the 60s, and that became very popular. Sweet corn became king, and for a number of years it was a big deal. And then about the time that I kind of came into the scene, as far as, I mean, we worked since we were small children there, but you know what I mean. When I first started to farm there with my father, the wholesale business had been going downhill for years. We were getting less and less for what we were getting in.
More competition.
More competition.
As the transportation, a lot of stuff to be brought in from further away, instead of it being more expensive, because they had to bring it further. The cost of growing the stuff changed, and it was cheaper to do it in other parts of the country.
Not only that, it's the varieties that they grew. They were able to grow things that held up better over a long period of time, and also the way that they handled it and packaged it got much better. So all of a sudden, you were able to get a head of lettuce from California that hadn't been in a truck for 2 weeks.
Or corn in Florida.
Right, and they irradiate stuff. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of the greens that they get are irradiated so that all the bacteria is taken out of them.
Yeah.
And they hold up for a long period of time. So,
but they don't have the value. One of the
things,
the sugar content, I've talked about this ad nauseum. You buy a head of lettuce from California, they can make it look good, spray it, and it's got all, but that doesn't mean it has any nutritional value.
Right.
Corn is probably the best example of that, because when you let it sit for even 4 or 5 hours after it's picked, you pick every day, people come to the stand, they expect to get fresh corn, it's daily picked. So the stuff that you would get that came up early in the season, even from New Jersey, that's overnight, maybe 2-3 days old.
Right.
And the sugars that are in the corn or any of the vegetables diminish with time and travel.
Right.
And I don't think most people know that. Do you? I mean, that's
Absolutely. And the stuff that we grow is far superior to what you can get from California or Florida or someplace like that. And people have appreciated that. So there became a rise in farmers' markets in the state. Massachusetts is the third most number of farmers' markets in the country, third only behind California and New York State, which if you look at the size and demographics of those states, it's amazing.
It really is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
So would you remember as a kid your father complaining or worrying about funds, money? You remember your grandfather saying, you know, it's tough to make ends meet, or is it just us that have found it that way?
It has gotten tougher over the years, and what we've done is diversified into many different things we can do to make a buck as possible.
Right.
And, you know, so we added horse boarding there, and we board horses, and we, you know, I plow snow in the wintertime, and we do a lot of entertainment farming.
Yeah.
Which,
what do they call it? It's
with agro
agrotourism.
Agrotourism. And we do a bunch of that. We do a haunted hayride, and we do you pick pumpkins and a corn maze and hayride and that sort of thing. And that's actually the only thing that saved me this year.
With the drought, it was horrible.
Yeah.
We come back. Let's talk about the fact that you pack most of your in. Kind of reminds me of Black Friday and Cyber Monday and what people, you know, when it comes to Christmas, everybody makes their money at the end of the year. Well, with the farmers who are doing what you're doing, it's all in like the last month or so of the year, and it has to be a 24-hour-a-day function and focus in order to make it work. And if it weren't for that, you might not be here.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So that's the focus continues. Hanson's Farm. Hanson'sFarm.com is the website. You can get a little more information about what goes on there. I always send people to websites because you can see and get the feel of what the farm is about. Maybe get some ideas for what you...
Hanson'sFarmFramingham.com.
Oh, it is Hanson'sFarmFramingham.com. Okay. I get that. All right. Hanson's Farm Framingham. It's, I found it at Hanson's farm.50webs.com.
That's a host website.
Oh, it is?
It doesn't, yeah. There's another Hanson's Farm in Massachusetts, and you could in Bridgewater, and you can go to their site if you
really?
Just go to Hanson's.
Those bastards, we don't want them getting any credit. All right, 16 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, guy. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs. And cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples, guy. How did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
Guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Valid 12/1 to 12/6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper or jcp.com for coupon and details.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two. What brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Our recent release Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
It serves frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds.
Recent release provided us with everything we needed. They even helped you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 4242. But hurry, because they're going fast. FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 4242.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
19 after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Tom Hanson, who runs Hanson's Farm. Hanson's Farm, Framingham?
.com.
Yeah. All right. So this is a perfect example of the type of thing that many of the people who listen to this program are going through. What I want to talk to you about in sort of large measure are the things that we find influencing us, like policy. You know me and regulations and authority, and I make more noise about it than you do, but you're not much better. I mean, I think the farming community in general finds it offensive that there are so many really stupid regulations that have been passed over. And it isn't just reason, I mean, but it's getting worse for no good reason. There's nothing that comes out of this that really protects anybody, do you think?
But there are things. It just depends, and it's so random, and because a lot of the stuff is generated from Washington,
yeah,
you never know. I called NRCS this morning to find out about... I don't know.
Explain to people what RCS is.
The National Conservation...
Right.
It's Resources Service.
Resources, yeah.
And they and the FSA are in charge of...
programs.
Some programs. Yeah. Yeah. For farmers, and So I just wondered what might be available with the drought. Mm-hmm. Talked to FSA, but then I talked to NRCS about what would be available, because we've had a terrible drought in our area.
Awful.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, horrible.
And we were thinking about what we could do to preserve our water, maybe get a better water supply up.
All right, so we'll talk about that and what I told you. 21 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. Turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake and money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night. Raising a son, raising a daughter. Gather around
the table. Farmer, 24 minutes at the hour. A weekly excursion into agriculture. This is a program that is aimed at helping the American family farmers, people who own farm businesses, families doing that sort of thing, and the locavore consumer, which is really who you speak to, who I speak to, who most who are doing now the retail thing. Most people who are doing this are finding through various mechanisms that promotion. How do you, using the internet, using social media, who does that? Does your wife, Martha's an important cog in the wheel, your son Matthew is involved. Who's doing, and his wife is pretty savvy, I think, with that stuff.
Yes, she is. Much more so than I am. I mean, I fumble my way through it, but I tend to use the kids help us out a lot with that. Some of the kids that work for us at the farm stand are really good. I had a good person with us this fall, a local mother who is really computer literate, and she helped us do a lot of that sort of thing. So
how do you know whether it works or not? How do you tell? How does a farmer tell that his promotions online are actually bringing in people? Is it just volume, or do you actually ask people? How do you know what works? Promotionally, a lot of people wonder. Farmers always ask the question when they, you know, it's like throwing stuff against the wall. What works?
It's funny. Social media, what I've decided, and I really decided this in October, is social media is so immediate, and it's so, and it's not like the big advertising days that we used to have, we used to do. So I recall this, we were in the middle of our pumpkin picking season, and our pumpkin picking people coming out in the pumpkin field, taking pictures with their kids out there, and it was a busy day. And I sent one of the girls, I said, go out in the pumpkin field with your phone and take some pictures of people having a good time. Ask them it's okay, and then take pictures and put them on the website. And she said, I'll do better than that. I'll hook you up with Instagram and this thing and that thing and the other thing. And I'll link them all together. And I'll link them all together for you. She did that. And we went crazy. All of a sudden, the place, the parking lot was full. You couldn't get in and out of there. And that just happened. It just happened like that. And that's what it is, it is now. It's so instant and so immediate.
So I was talking before about how you make it all in the last month. And that's your blood, your hair. But it just seems strange that we can't really depend on agriculture itself. Like at my farm, I'm going to go back to the ice cream store next year and have tours around the farm and teaching the kids about cows, that sort of stuff. But it's not just milking cows and selling the milk. It's not just planting the seeds and growing the products and selling them. It's got to be something else. There's something wrong with that.
I totally agree with you. You know, and as things change, I don't know, 15 years ago, we went to a huge resurgence in farmers markets around here.
Yeah.
And for a while, farmers markets were great. We went into it heavily. It kept the kids with us in the business and everything else. But now, because there's so many, it's gotten diluted and it's gotten harder.
Yeah.
But we've always had to go and find what the next thing is, what's going to bring people out, and you have to be flexible.
Do you learn from other farmers that are connected around the country on social media?
Always.
So you're getting ideas from them, they're getting ideas from you, it's cross-pollination.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, in some cases, depending on the farm, it's cross-pollution. But there are a lot of, most of the people who are doing this are well-intentioned and become very knowledgeable and younger, which is something that I want to talk to you about as well, because that's a big impact now, the younger farmers who are doing smaller plots of land and how that works. Tom Hansen from Hansen's Farm here in Framingham, Massachusetts, with me at 28 After the Hour. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples, guy. Holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples, guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
Lots of people travel to horse shows in motorhomes, and my daughter's property has 5 RV spaces, which she can rent for good prices during the shows in her community. Apparently, someone decided that is a threat to local hotels. So now the town government has told her that visitors may park their RVs there, but cannot sleep in them. That defeats the very purpose of having a motorhome. Hotels may depend on revenue they earn during the same horse shows, but if they would look through the lens of liberty, they would see that it is not the government's job to pick winners and losers in our free enterprise system. Businesses have to compete, just like the horses do.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with the focus this week on my friend Tom Hansen, who has the only other farm. There's a organic farm we don't either of us consider, although I think mostly what we do, I find myself, when people ask me the question, are you organic? Well, I don't use commercial fertilizers and that sort of thing, but some of the practical ways of approaching stuff, you got to use some things to get rid of the bad guys or to encourage the good things. I mean, I think that using the manures is good for the soil, because there are a lot of microbes and stuff that are in it. But we still have to, unless you and I invested in one of those, I found fascinating, those burning, those butane things that burn the weeds. Have you ever seen those work?
Yes, I have. They look like they're going to explode.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Concept, anyway. Anyway, we're telling the story of Hansen's Farm as a typical New England farm. We have friends all over the country who do this. Do you find, though, that we face, certainly this year with the drought, unique circumstances here that make it more difficult? How do you learn from others? If you're, for example, talking to someone who's a farmer in Colorado, how is what they do growing produce going to be the same as what you do on your farm here in New England?
Well, the act of growing something is going to be the same,
right?
Although your soil conditions and your weather conditions and everything else are going to be vary quite a lot. One thing about New England is, and I read a book about it one time that I fascinating. I think it's, I forget the name of it. Anyway, one thing it said is that New England has some of the poorest soils in the country,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that we're sitting right on top of our market has kept us going. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the years since,
imagine if we were growing food here and shipping it to California.
Right. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. No.
But there's no real need for that. There's 100,000 people, mm-hmm. if you draw right. a 10-mile circle around us.
A million
probably.
People. Yeah.
You know, but we have to be able to, we still have to be able to make a living growing the stuff that we're doing. And that's the challenge that we have around here. Our costs are higher.
Well, everything's, I mean, cost of fuel, buying equipment, fixing equipment, all of that stuff.
So, you know, you have to get creative, which is what we've done, and keep coming up with the next thing that's going to interest people and bring them out to the farm.
How do you select the seeds that you use? There's a big controversy, obviously, about Monsanto and how they've been buying up most of the seed producers. You and I try to find, I've found these guys in this one in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, that do open pollinated seed, which is not Monsanto, not Dow, not the big. You use a guy from Maine, I think, for most of your stuff, right?
I use two people, and mostly it's Johnny Seed Company up in Albion, Maine, the guy from New York.
I don't remember him either.
But anyway,
they're doing it on their own. They are not influenced by some of this big. The big business, although it becomes a big business because people don't want to buy the GMO stuff.
Right.
So is it harder and harder to find that?
Well,
for you?
There's still, there's places like seedsavers.com that you can buy old heirloom stuff.
Yeah.
No problem there. And I'm not strictly on that either. You know, I kind of walk the middle ground. I'm not an organic grower per se. But I do grow maybe two-thirds of the stuff through organic methods.
Right.
There's some other things I don't feel that I can... Sweet corn is a good example of that, a major example of that. I just don't feel that I can raise that strictly organically. But I don't raise GMOs. I think there's a lot of peril inset with them that we'll find over time. And I would rather let somebody else... find out about that. I remember the cautionary tale about some of the first GMOs that Monsanto did, earworm is a major pest with corn. When the silk is open, the moth lays its egg in the side of the silk, and it tightens up and becomes the worm. They don't overwinter here, so we don't see them until August. So Monsanto came up with something that had an insecticide in the silk.
Mm-hmm.
And so it worked great, killed all the earworms.
What are you eating?
But then it also killed the honeybees that were pollinating the corn.
Yeah. So we have this bee problem around
corn before they died.
Yeah.
And they had, anyway, so there was some of those things that.
And Monsanto will say, no, it's not us. Bunk them. It's not us. It is them. And the stuff that is, and I'm concerned about whether Trump has the idea of, look at a lot of the people that he's putting around him. I mean, I'd like to get rid of some of the regulation, frankly, but I don't want to see us. You know, there's a fine line between moving forward and being stuck And so if the Monsanto-Bayer merger takes place, or the Dow and the DuPont merger takes place, it affects everybody, whether you're large or small. And there are people who listen to this program who don't agree with me because they are able to grow better, it costs them less money,
right.
And they'll say, well, we have to feed not only our own country, but we need to feed, you know, we're the breadbasket of the world. I also say with frequency, and you've heard me say this, if we don't get the government out of our business, out of our face, and stop with this foolishness, the EPA declares that a puddle of water in your driveway is a waterway, and that kind of stupid stuff, and eliminating dust, well, I mean, whatever cockamamie stupid things they come up with, if we don't deal with that, plus the incursion, I mean, the perfect example is what happens to your farm when your father died. He transferred it to you, and then when you die, you transfer it to your son. But the way the regulations are, if it gets over a certain amount, you know, a lot of these people have a lot of land,
right?
Then Obama's trying to change it to kick it back to 2 million from 5 million. Nobody's going to be able to afford to give the farm. They have to pay taxes and they have to develop the land.
Right.
It's so counterproductive. How come people aren't thinking that way? And what are some of the organizations that you're associated with? I belong to the National Farmers Union. I don't think you belong to still the Farm Bureau, don't you?
Farm Bureau, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, Mass Farm Bureau.
What are they doing about trying to help all of us save the land? Save our land for the families.
You know, I'm not active in Farm Bureau right now, so I can't tell you.
I'm not either. I think they've become too big. They're interested in the big farmers, not the smaller ones. That's why
I don't know. But I don't know what programs that they have going right now. You know, but like you said, it is a problem. You know, if you have to sell your farm in order to just pay the taxes, where are we going with
yeah,
this? I mean,
right.
You know.
That's
that,
and I think that's really something that the farm groups you suggest, you know, whether it's American Farm Bureau or the National Farmers Union, Farmers Union has taken a strong position on this. But it's just one of the many things. It seems that it's tough. You have to select this lifestyle and like it. I don't do it for a vocation. You do. It's my avocation. But it certainly has been, it's provided me with a lot of the sustenance that I needed to be who I am. And so I can look at these things and I say, well, okay, I'm not worried about it. Over the years, I've spent a lot of money from what I did here to keep the farm going. That's just not right. They ought to be able to stand on their own. I mean, it's fool. How do we keep... And most of the farmers we talk about are in the same financial straits.
And there are fewer and fewer people doing it.
Yeah.
So it's less than 2% of the population.
Right. Let's talk about the kids that are coming along, though. Where do you see, in your case, you have your son, but when you look at some of our friends that are around whose children didn't want to stay on the farm, and yet we're finding, like, we have next door between the two farms that we have here, we have an organic, small organic farm, CSA operation, and there are a lot of younger, we might call them the granolas. Not meant to be negative, but there's a certain mindset of people who come in, they don't know anything, but they love the idea of working on the soil.
I love those guys. I see them at the farmers markets all the time. They think they invented it.
Right.
It is. But it's great. It's great to see the enthusiasm and everything. The problem that I see is what's going on is there's very little land ownership with these people.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened in our state is with CSA, where you could sell shares and start farming, a curious thing happened. So in our lifetime, the population of farmers in this state has been pretty stable at about 5,000 people.
Yep.
It hasn't gone up much or down. And it's mostly people like myself who, you know.
Right.
But what happened is once the CSA movement came about, our farm population has gone up to 7,500 or so. But the amount of land being farmed hasn't changed significantly, so they're doing smaller things. And there's very little land ownership from the next generation of farmers. And these are the guys that are going to take over from us.
Yep.
And it worries me because, you know, that's not going to last. You know, it's not going to last. So we need to find a way to get those guys on the farm and get some land ownership, because that's the only way you can do it. It's not a mono thing. You can't just say, well, I'm just going to do this thing. You got to be able to survive in this business, be flexible and do this thing and do that thing. And like 10 years ago, this was going good, but now this.
And by the way, one of the things that is important to us in terms of consideration, the way that the equipment business has gone, I won't, you know me, you too, you know, we have older stuff and we keep fixing it, putting new engines, rebuilding the engines, rebuilding whatever our tools are, because I don't want to spend the money, nor do I want to be, even if I had the money, I think I wouldn't want to buy some of this new stuff, because the computerized mechanisms, first of all, they take all the fun out of it, but you can't work on it yourself. You're going to have to haul the tractor back. If something happens, nobody's going to be able to. Nobody understands this stuff. They specifically sort of rig it, so you got to bring it back, or you have to call one of their service agents at $100 an hour. And none of us can afford to do that. None of us can afford to do that.
A friend of mine, the other side of town there, bought a brand new John Deere. This is 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And within a week or so, all of a sudden, the thing went kaflooey, and it was a chip. And the dealership didn't have the thing to reprogram it. They had to send it back. They were good to him. They gave him a loaner and everything else, yeah. And he used that. But they couldn't even fix it. They had to wait to get some new software from John Deere.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean,
it's crazy.
Anyway.
All right, we've had a good conversation. Thank you. Hanson's Farm Framingham.com is Tommy Hanson's website. You've heard him talk about his diversification, the things that he's doing in order to survive. I'm betting there are a lot of you who have done the same thing, but because he and I are close and you hear me talk about him from time to time, I thought it would be good for us to meet him on the air and to have a conversation about actually what is going on as a representation of what a family farm like this in New England at least is dealing with. Thank you. Good to have you.
Cheers. How can you two just relax in your robes right now?
We're celebrating that holiday shopping is done. We went to Ulta Beauty and crossed off our entire gift list with gorgeous fragrances and fragrance gift sets from brands like Coach, Dolce & Gabbana, and Dior.
It's the place to pick up a fragrance for everyone on your list. And yourself. And your favorite manicurist.
Get in on the party with a luxury robe free with any fragrance purchase of $40 or more. While supplies last, this holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so.
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples, make more happen.
Let's talk about blood flow in your body for a moment. You know that healthy circulation is the most critical thing to help your body stay in shape. As you get older, you want to support healthy blood flow. And getting enough dietary nitrates into your system is what makes the arteries open up and the blood get to the muscles, your brain, every aspect of your body. And that's where Super Beets comes in. Beets, if you didn't know it, are nature's best way of providing your body with the third most important gas in it after oxygen and hydrogen. It's nitric oxide. And that's what opens up the arteries. That's the natural way of you getting energy and stamina and the blood pressure that you want to keep so that you stay healthy. All of this stuff is affected by having beets, and Super Beets is the best way to deliver it. So if you want to get in on the action, so many people are so excited about this product, all natural, nothing but beets in it, non-GMO beets, by the way, call 800-655-4183 and get in on the program. 800-655-4183 for a new supply. You get a 30-day supply of regular Super Beets free with your first order. 800-655-4183, or you can buy them online at DougLikesBeets.com.
it, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Doug Steffen here with this comment, the focus on the Paris Agreement when it comes to some of the key groups. We're talking about what is going on in food security, what's going on in climate change discussions, that sort of thing. I have some strong thoughts and feelings and opinions on this, which I will share with you in a few moments on the American Family Farmer.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Valid 12-1 to 12-6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper or jcp.com for coupon and details.
All right, so we've all heard about the Paris Agreement on climate control, but one of the things that came out of some local research is that they forgot to include a key group that's been left out of a lot of these conversations about combating climate change, and that's small family farmers. Farms defined as single plot farms that are run by families, not big corporations, the people who are selling their own product at farmers markets. There are farmers who supply small food chains. So let's get the wrap on this. There's some new research that is covered here in this information.
While the Paris Climate Agreement has been heralded as a landmark decision in the fight against climate change, new research suggests the deal left out one vital group. The agricultural sector is responsible for nearly a quarter of global greenhouse gas emissions. But in 2014, only 4% of public financing to combat climate change was earmarked for farms. And according to the Rural and Agricultural Finance Learning Lab, small farmers who work with a single plot of land can make a big difference. There are roughly 450 million of those farmers worldwide. Small farmers, often seen at local farmers markets, are expected to play a big role in meeting the world's food production needs. Climate change is also more likely to negatively affect small farmers. With smaller fields, they have fewer crops to fall back on when times get tough. The concentrated group could have a positive impact on climate change and food security. But the study says farmers need assistance, like government incentives and other financial help to make it happen.
Well, one of the reasons for that, at least in our country, but I think around the world, the expectation, especially in the so-called first world, the progressive world, is that we will have all the food we need and it will be cheap. Well, that's not really, I mean, the things that we've been talking about here in this hour and that I talk about regularly focus on the fact that we are having a hard time making this cheap food available because everything's so expensive. If you ever buy any commercial fertilizers or you're hiring help with the laws changing, you got to pay X number of dollars an hour. You buy the new equipment and it's astronomically expensive and difficult to maintain. So not only here in our country, but around the world, when you think about it, there are 450 to 500 million. That's a half a billion small farmers on the planet. And, yeah, okay, we can be concerned about climate change. I am. The so-called food security issues, yeah, that's an issue. But what I need in my own mind is to know that I'm going to survive and that my friends are going to survive. And we're going to, you know, all of this stuff doesn't address the things that we were talking about a few minutes ago. And that is, how do you protect your farm, your asset? The government policy toward land ownership is asinine. And unless we deal with that, more and more land is going to go into development, which is, I suppose, great because the farmers then pay off all their debts and have some retirement money. But that doesn't help us produce all of the foods. And then Monsanto will run in and say, well, we'll make it easier and better for you because we'll do this kind of special engineering for this kind of crop and yada, yada, yada. And as you just heard Tommy say, the creation of the chemical that got rid of the worm in the ear of corn also killed the bees. And so that kind of stuff, put that all around the world, and you're going to have a severe, severe food shortage as we have more population, fewer people farming. I don't really care about the Paris Agreement, Frank. I care about survival. That's where we ought to be thinking or putting our best thoughts, at least at the moment. That's my thinking. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.